Recently, Syria has been torn apart by civil war. Peaceful communities have been transformed into combat zones, and many have sought refuge in other countries. But from all the chaos, something unexpected has emerged. High up on Karabim Mountain, overlooking an ancient pilgrim road that once linked Jerusalem to Constantinople, a massive 105-foot statue of Christ has risen into being. Assembled over the span of 3 days, the statue stands on the edge of a Greek Orthodox monastery and serves as a reminder of Christ's continuing work in his world. When I read this, I thought, what if a bomb destroys Jesus? We should get him to safety. And then I stopped and shook my head, as I realized this is exactly where Jesus belongs. Let me explain. From the very beginning of his life, Jesus never played it safe. He was born into the middle of a chaotic political background. And during his ministry, he was continually going against the status quo so that he could join the outcasts and share life with them. That's just who Jesus is. He doesn't hang back and let us deal with our problems alone. Instead, he is always with us, in the midst of our classrooms, out on our highways, here in our government, and even in our war zones. There's no place Christ won't go for his beloved. I know that this statue won't solve the problems in Syria, but my hope and my prayer is that it will remind those in conflict of Christ's words to Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane. I pray that it will inspire combatants on both sides of the war to strive for peace. Please join me in praying for a peaceful end to the conflict in Syria. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.